Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Wednesday, April 24th. On today's show, Marks Realty completes the renovation of a DC office building, while Sejus secures an $81 million refinancing deal for a New Jersey warehouse. Plus, high net worth individuals are betting on fractional ownership of commercial real estate. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with news from the real estate sector. Marks Realty has completed the renovation of One Glover, a 110,960-square-foot office building in Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown submarket. The 1960s-era property underwent a major facelift to modernize it and attract new tenants. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent at the scene. What can you tell us about the renovation project at One Glover?
The six-story office building has been completely reimagined, both inside and out. Marks Realty's in-house design team collaborated with Studios Architecture on the extensive renovations. They added new amenities like a lobby lounge with coffee and water stations, a garden room, and various seating areas. The facade also got an eye-catching new paint job in a bold iron ore shade, with wood panels surrounding the entrance. Outdoors, they put in car charging stations, bicycle storage, and created inviting seating options.
It sounds like they really focused on creating an attractive, modern space for companies. Has that strategy paid off in attracting tenants to the renovated building?
It seems to be working well so far. One Glover had already secured Nexstar Media Group as an anchor tenant, occupying the entire third floor prior to the renovation. Since the upgrades were completed, Marks Realty just signed a 10-year lease with Water Street Gym, which will be relocating to a 6,650-square-foot space on the ground floor. The building also counts George Sexton & Associates, Communikids, and Dispatch Health among its tenants.
What is it about the location that is appealing to companies? Give us a sense of where One Glover is situated.
The renovated office building is located at 2121 Wisconsin Ave NW, right in the heart of the Wisconsin Avenue corridor. This area is home to many cultural, media, and technology companies. One Glover is just 3 miles from downtown DC, 4 miles from Arlington, Virginia, and 7 miles from Reagan National Airport. It's also only about 10 miles from Alexandria, Virginia, and 23 miles from Dulles Airport, so it's very accessible and centrally located.
Marks Realty seems to be on a roll with these types of renovation projects. Didn't they recently complete a similar upgrade of another DC office building?
Yes, the real estate firm is fresh off the major $41 million renovation of the Herald, a 1920s-era office building with 114,000 square feet of space. Similar to One Glover, Marks Realty acquired that 10-story property in 2020 and invested heavily to reposition it to attract tech, financial, and media tenants. The strategy seems to be working there as well. Last year, the Herald signed a major 12-year lease for over 21,000 square feet with public affairs firm Locust Street Capital.
It will be interesting to see if Marks Realty takes on any other renovation projects in the DC market, given the success they seem to be having with these reimagined spaces. Thanks for that update from Georgetown. Shifting gears to another major commercial real estate deal, Sejus Property Group has refinanced a newly completed Class A warehouse in Newark, New Jersey, with an $81 million loan. The 224,900-square-foot distribution center is fully leased to United Airlines and is strategically located near Newark Liberty International Airport, key port facilities, and major highways. For more details on this deal and other recent activity from Sejus, we're joined now by Michael, our commercial real estate correspondent. Michael, what makes this particular property and location so attractive?
This state-of-the-art warehouse checks a lot of boxes that logistics and distribution tenants are looking for. With 40-foot clear heights, ample dock doors, and parking for trucks and trailers, it has the modern features needed for efficient operations. But perhaps most importantly, the location provides exceptional access and connectivity. Being right near the airport, port, and key interstate and highway junctions allows a tenant like United Airlines to efficiently move goods to serve a huge population center.
And this isn't the only recent activity for Seagis in the region, correct? It seems they've been quite busy over the past year.
Absolutely. Just a few months ago, Seagis refinanced a 13-property industrial portfolio across northern New Jersey, New York City, and South Florida for $122 million. They also announced another newly constructed warehouse in Newark was fully leased. And late last year, they made an acquisition to expand their holdings in New Jersey's Meadowlands submarket. So they've definitely been active in strengthening their presence in these high-demand industrial markets along the East Coast.
Interesting. Any other notable Seagis deals that stand out?
One that comes to mind is their sale of a 25-building, 1.4 million square foot industrial portfolio in the Miami and Broward County markets in Florida. That deal, valued around $260 million, was one of the largest commercial real estate transactions in the state last year. So while Seagis has been strategically adding properties, they've also capitalized on the strong investor demand for industrial assets in core markets.
Thanks for the update on the industrial real estate market, Michael. It's clear that demand remains strong in that sector. Shifting gears to another trend in commercial real estate, a new survey reveals that fractional ownership is becoming an increasingly popular way to invest in commercial properties in India. The 2024 edition of the Neo Realty Survey by WiseX found that 60% of overall investors and 64% of high net worth individuals prefer the fractional ownership model. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly is driving this shift towards fractional ownership of commercial properties in India?
There are a few key factors at play. First, fractional ownership has only emerged as an investment model in India over the last couple years. It allows investors to buy a share of a commercial property and earn passive rental income without having to purchase an entire building themselves. The survey also found that most investors favor a medium-term time horizon of 1 to 6 years for these real estate investments. Bengaluru, Pune, Mumbai and Delhi have emerged as the top preferred cities.
The report mentions that recent regulatory changes have also boosted confidence in fractional real estate investing. Can you explain what those changes entail?
Absolutely. India's securities regulator SEBI recently amended the regulations for REITs, or real estate investment trusts, to include what are called SM REITs. This essentially provides an additional layer of liquidity and safety for those investing in fractional ownership of real estate. SEBI has also reduced the minimum investment threshold to 10 lakh rupees, which makes these investments accessible to a wider pool of retail investors, not just institutions or ultra-wealthy individuals.
That's an interesting development. Even with these tailwinds, though, real estate is still an alternative investment compared to more mainstream options like stocks and bonds. Is there evidence that Indian investors are genuinely interested in diversifying into property?
The survey results and some other industry data points suggest that is the case. Despite the continued popularity of equities and mutual funds, WiseX found there is growing interest in real estate as a stable, traditional asset class. In fact, Knight Frank estimates that the market for fractional property ownership in India has grown 65% since 2020 and could reach nearly $9 billion by 2025. Of course, as with any investment, individuals need to evaluate if it aligns with their risk tolerance and overall financial goals.
Those are some remarkable growth projections for fractional ownership in India's commercial real estate market. Thanks for that insightful overview of the emerging trend. Shifting our focus to the U.S. office market, Monday Properties has secured a major new tenant at its 1812 North Moore office tower in Arlington, Virginia. Graham Holdings Company will be relocating its headquarters to occupy the entire 21st floor, spanning over 24,000 square feet, on a 15-year lease. Here with more details is our correspondent. What can you tell us about this lease deal and the property?
This is a significant win for Monday Properties at their trophy 1812 North Moore building, which at 35 stories is the tallest office tower in Arlington. Graham Holdings, the parent company of several media and education businesses, will be moving from its current HQ location just a few blocks away. The company is taking the full 21st floor, which offers over 24,000 square feet of Class A space. Smith Group is designing the new offices, and HITT Contracting will handle the build-out.
Interesting background. Now, 1812 North Moore has had some challenges in the past, correct? Remind us what happened there.
That's right, David. Just a few months ago in December, Monday Properties nearly lost this asset to foreclosure, but they managed to recapitalize the building just in time to avoid that fate. The property became subject to a $173 million loan from City Real Estate Funding as part of a larger $205 million refinancing package. So landing a major HQ tenant like Graham Holdings for a long-term lease is a big positive step forward for the building.
And what are some of the key features and amenities of 1812 North Moore? It sounds like an impressive property.
Indeed, 1812 North Moore is a state-of-the-art office tower. In addition to its height, the building is LEED Platinum certified for sustainability. It offers flexible floor plates ranging from 9,000 to over 23,000 square feet. Tenants enjoy a high-end fitness center, as well as a conference facility and lounge on the 22nd floor. The property also includes about 11,000 square feet of retail space. Current notable tenants include Nestle USA, Oracle, and AbleVets.
And what's the latest on the overall office market in the DC metro area? How are fundamentals trending?
The Washington, DC office market has been relatively stable, though it has seen some softening. As of March, average asking rents were around $40.72 per square foot, up slightly year over year. Vacancy did tick up to 16.5%, an increase of 1.8% from the prior year. However, that's still below the national average of 18.2%. While leasing volume is down from pre-pandemic levels, there have still been some other notable deals recently, such as the Washington Post extending its 300,000 square foot lease at 1 Franklin Square.
Thanks for the office market overview and details on Graham Holdings' significant new headquarters lease at 1812 North Moore. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.